In another police story, police officers are headed to arbitration after turning down a much improved pay offer from the government. Three quarters of unionised police have voted to reject the new offer, which included paid overtime and a $1,500 cash payment. The Police Minister, Mark Mitchell, says they went well above the last offer and are having to deal with a challenging financial situation left by the previous government.
This new offer is almost a quarter of $1 billion above what was offered back in August of last year. That is a significant amount of money. The, you know, teachers and nurses were negotiated under the previous government when they borrowed $100 billion, and we're now paying $8.5 billion annually in interest.
The Labor Party's police spokesperson, Ginny Anderson, joins me now. Kia ora, what do you make of this rejection?
Kia ora, look, Mark Mitchell and National have talked up an incredibly big game in opposition around law and order, but they've failed to deliver on the very fundamental thing of ensuring that our police are paid. Arbitration will bring more uncertainty, and it means that we will have police officers who are expected to do more, but a government that's just not prepared to pay them for it.
This is a much better offer than what your government offered them in August of last year. Do you think they should have taken this?
It's interesting, the point that the Minister of Police made around $250 million, that's not correct. So the deal offered by our government was over 2 years. The deal offered by this government is over 3 years. So if that's costed out over 5 years, both, you're not comparing the same things. What is better about this deal is that overtime is paid for, but the outstanding issue for police is back pay, and that was included in the offer we provided.
So why wasn't the Labor government able to get this deal done, and it's now dragging on, you know, 6 months more down the track?
What police want, and the challenge for this government, is to meet the conditions that we've provided for teachers and also for nurses. So over the last few pay rounds, they've received 6%, 4%, 4%. And what police have been currently offered is 4% with $5,000. That's just not comparable. A teacher or a nurse after 6 years in the job is earning $22,000 more than a police officer. And if we're expecting police to take gang patches off people and do more dangerous work, they deserve to be paid more for that.
The Police Minister, Mark Mitchell, says that policing got more dangerous under your government.
I would argue that taking gang patches off gang members is more dangerous. I would argue that putting police officers into harm's way is more dangerous work. This government talks a big game on law and order, but they're not prepared to prioritise the safety of our communities. They've prioritised tax cuts for landlords.
So if you were looking at the same financial situation and a force of officers who are unhappy and feel underpaid and, like previous offers, have not been good enough, what would you give them?
Look, what that now is in the hands is arbitration. So that arbitration panel will make a decision, and that will likely be in line with what teachers and nurses have, and the government is then obligated to pay that. That is binding. So that is the next step, what the government will find itself in.
What's the likelihood that arbitration will actually lead to better pay and better outcomes for frontline officers?
I'm really hopeful that they do get paid what they deserve. They do an amazing job in New Zealand. They are the only 24/7 service that does all of those different jobs to make our communities safer. We are seeing continued high levels of retail crime and violent crime that hasn't changed since COVID. It's still tracking up. We really need our police officers to be well-resourced in order to do the increasingly difficult job that they face.
Since Labor has been in government, we've also seen this increasing exodus of officers to Australia, where it is higher paid and a struggle to recruit new officers. Do you see that changing under this government?
I don't see that changing. We've seen very cheeky campaigns with our police officers on the beach attracting them to come to Queensland, even offering to pay their shifting costs and paying them more once they get there. That will continue to be a really difficult thing for this government to deal with. They've promised 500 additional police officers in 2 years. I just don't think they're going to be able to deliver that.
Tēnā koe, thank you for speaking to us. That is Labor Party's police spokesperson, Ginny Anderson, on the police officers are heading to arbitration after turning down a much improved pay offer from the government.